Good morning. I had to do a little explaining when I got critiqued about my statement. I had a little explaining of my background. So my mother was a Methodist and my father was a Presbyterian before their marriage. The first church I attended as a child was Presbyterian, just up the street from where we lived. But the minister was a Calvinist who preached predestination, so they moved across the street to the Lutheran church. For my parents, the minister's message and worldview were more important than the denomination of the church, as they are for me. For me, it is not a belief in a deity, but a need to act in the manner of the UU fifth principle, that is, to pursue one's business, professional, or work life focused on the moral goodness of one's advice and actions to make the world a better place in which all members of society can live. Cornelia and I were married in Minneapolis by her Unitarian minister. Some years later, when we moved to Minneapolis, we attended the Universalist Church just down the street from where we lived. I particularly enjoyed sermons in which the minister would address a current issue of concern to the general community by suggesting how each of the major religions would think about it. I had been to Sarasota in 1950 as a student of architecture to study what would become the Sarasota School of Architecture. I returned again in the 1970s as a consultant to local and regional governments. It was a time in which Florida was a leader in managing rapid urban growth and other cutting-edge approaches to urban development. However, when Cornelia and I retired in 1996 and moved to Sarasota, statewide politics had lurched to the right. We were seeking a place in this politically uncomfortable Florida environment. After 30 years in the Universalist Church in Minneapolis, we found it in this congregation. I joined the forum in about 1998 to participate in and lead discussions on the issues of the day, an activity similar to my professional career. It was a well-run exchange. The breadth, depth, and geographical backgrounds of forum members generally created a lively, productive, and satisfying experience. I looked forward each week to the give and take of these sessions and the always respectful nature of the exchanges among the attendees. Today, the group seems to be taking on even more ambitious issues and concerns. However, I also wanted to return to choral singing, which I thoroughly enjoyed from sixth grade through college. But the Sunday morning schedule conflict between choir rehearsals and forum caused me to cancel forum participation. Paul was gently leading the individuals in the group to become a true choir. As he did so, the pieces we sang became more complex, challenging, and rewarding, particularly when they included well-known religious works that are today part of the classical music literature, music that I had sung in my college years and afterwards in a Washington, D.C. choir. Robert has moved the group even further in these respects, and also in helping us become more like professionals in our breathing, enunciation, and other attributes of more well-rounded singers. Given my interest and background, I also found much challenge and satisfaction in the sermons of a wide variety of ministers over the years. They have ranged from sermons more focused on the meaning of religious texts to those which challenged us to act more compassionately and charitably toward those around us and those who are less fortunate than most members of this congregation. In sum, there is no place where I feel more rewarded for spending a Sunday morning and no group of people in Sarasota I enjoy spending time with than this congregation. Thank you.